I suppose there's only one woman, Niamh Kennedy, who's an independent.
Yeah.
But again, it's worth looking at. Donegal seems to be quite far behind in terms of selection conventions with the larger parties. I mean, there were 20 candidates over the two constituencies in 2011. Now, only three of them were women. But so far, only six candidates, I believe, have gotten on the ticket. Mm. So I think there's a good way to go, and I'm hopeful that there will be more women standing.
Because you're looking for the next 5 years, and also two female councillors. When we have a gender balance of 50-50 in the county, it seems ridiculous.
It does, and I suppose it's, in one way, we would look at it and think, well, the only way is up, and it's a matter for the parties and even smaller groupings and organisations to really encourage women to come forward. So even within smaller alliances or independents, but certainly when there are so few women on council in Donegal, that's kind of starting at a low level, because what we've seen is the high percentage of women who are running, even among independents and smaller groupings, the vast majority of them are either councillors, elected councillors, or have run for election before, because I suppose running for a general election for the first time can be seen as quite a daunting task.
Mm. So what needs to be done here? As you mentioned, it seems to be, if we are the majority of female candidates, well, at least the only female candidate in our county, Donegal here, for instance, will come from independence. It's the parties then that really need to take this more seriously, would you believe? I know there's been a bit of controversy down the country, but it's across the board that the level needs to be increased of women participating in politics, would you agree? And is that the role of the parties principally?
I think it is. I think the parties have a huge responsibility, and in fairness to them, they've taken on that responsibility. I mean, the gender quotas for selection legislation was proposed by a male-dominated cabinet. It was voted in by a male-dominated Dáil. So, I mean, men in power and in positions of power are very keen to see more women coming through and getting elected. But it seems to be that along the border counties in particular, that there's a real challenge for women to step forward. I mean, Women for Election did some cross-border training last May, and what we were really looking at was the reasons why women, particularly along the border, are slower to put themselves forward for election.
What did you find in that?
Well, what we found from the participants and from hearing their personal stories was that, you know, years ago that there may have been issues of living along the border of living in a conflict kind of scenario, or in that there was a high level of unemployment, high level of deprivation, and I suppose the focus was elsewhere, because we saw women who were hugely involved in community work, in voluntary, in business, in enterprise, and I suppose all their energy and focus was going there as opposed to politics. But now we want to get those kinds of women who are very active and very vocal and very able, and get them to see that those skills and talents and abilities that they have really transfer very well into politics.
Do you think that a lot of positive work has been done in this area, but it will take time for, the balance to become more of a balance?
I think so.
I mean, we're having the conversation now. Do you know, whereas before it kind of seemed like we were banging our heads on a brick wall?
Exactly. And I think that's hugely important. I think the fact that it is a topic of conversation, I think the fact that, you know, people are focusing, like yourselves, are focusing on the fact that there are so few women in Donegal coming forward for election, whereas maybe years ago it wasn't a factor for comment at all. I think that that's really important, and to make women feel that, you know, that there is a role for them there, that there is a place for them within politics. And I think that focusing on it is really the first step.
Is there anything that needs to be done in terms of making it easier for women to go into politics, particularly maybe mothers, as it relates to when council meetings are scheduled, what happens at night time, or when and how the Dáil sits? Do we need to be levelling the playing field in that regard, or is that counterintuitive?
No, I don't think so. And I think that, you know, men are as affected in terms of the antisocial hours of local and national government as well. I mean, particularly TDs who would have to travel from Donegal, who have young families. You know, people miss out on an awful lot. And in terms of changing the hours or changing how the system works, I think sometimes that needs a sea change. So if there were, you know, maybe 30% of women elected, then maybe the focus would become more on how to work effectively, and maybe, you know, sitting until, as the Dáil does sometimes, until the early hours of the morning doesn't really benefit anyone, never mind anyone with any caring or childcare responsibilities.
Okay, and I'm not suggesting for a second that men don't have those responsibilities, but I think generally across society it seems to be women that has the bears the majority of that responsibility.
It is, and certainly that's something we find through our Women for Election courses, that childcare is one of the five C's. It's one of the barriers to women entering politics, because women kind of take that responsibility on themselves. But interestingly, I've even seen a shift over the past number of years where childcare is becoming more of a family responsibility, and I think that's a good cultural change as well. It's very positive.